Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Could you talk about, since you're getting them off, how your schedule's changed and everything, especially today, and how you're preparing for the game, considering you got a holiday?
Yeah, just a little bit longer day today. Give them off tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, John.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bill.
It's all business in here. I get it. Yeah, we'll give them off tomorrow, and then we'll have a longer Friday. And then Saturday be a little bit longer than a normal Saturday. And we'll do the best we can to get caught up to, you know, another team that's coming off of a bye that we're playing. But I think the most important thing is to make sure that we're rested and we have a lot of energy on the field on Sunday.
So you'll be sitting around in front of the TV, turkey, and watching all the games?
No question. Not even going to think about coming into work on Thursday. Just don't have much to do anyways, you know.
You know what the players are doing. What will you and the coaches be doing tomorrow?
We'll be working. We're going to work for a while, and then we'll head home and spend some time with our families. But, you know, that's the thing. We love Thanksgiving. I mean, nothing better than Thanksgiving and football as far as what you're talking about, watching it on TV and being with your families. But at the same time, you know, we have a very important game. So as a coaching staff, we're going to work, and then we'll head out of here at some point tomorrow afternoon.
What is it about Philip Rivers that has impressed you through the years?
Where do I start? You know, I've been around this guy as an opponent from college all the way through to where he is now. Seen him at NC State, coached on staffs against him there, coached against him. I was on a coaching staff that coached against him in the AFC Championship game in 07 when he had a torn ACL, played with that. You know, the guy's tough. The guy is a leader. Very competitive. Had him in the Pro Bowl for a week. Was around him for a while there. Just got a ton of respect for the guy. And it's a big challenge for us. You know, he's one of the best in the league. And he's thrown, you know, I think, you know, upwards of 299 touchdown passes. And so, we understand the challenge. And we're going to have to show up and play a very good football game on Sunday. Yeah, no, we talk all the time, like you said, Dale. I spend a lot of time with a lot of players on this team. Obviously, Brock, I've spent a lot of time with. Very easy guy to talk to. A guy that works very hard, so you have instant respect for the work that he puts in, the preparation, the questions that you can anticipate from him about a game plan. We have a good relationship you know, like you just said, you know, we communicate every day, and that's football. That's coaching quarterbacks, and that's the way it needs to be.
Is he as nice a guy with you as he seems to be with
us? Oh, he's a fantastic, just a really nice. He's like me, very nice guy.
You mentioned a couple of times that you're facing a team.
That's good.
I mean, no question. I think that, you know, they're a little bit ahead of you in preparation when you start the week. They've already been preparing for you for 3 or 4 days or whatever it is. So we have a lot of catching up to do, and that's the way we approach it. I mean, at the end of the day, by Sunday, you know, we're hopefully equal to them in preparation. But, whether it was us coming off of a bye, getting ready to play somebody or somebody else, that's just the nature of the business. That's the way the schedule is. I'm not complaining about that. It's just, you know, it's definitely something that we have to put in extra time to try to catch up to their preparation time for us.
Bill, how has your run game kind of evolved and become such a strength for you as we head towards the stretch of the season here?
I give a lot of credit to the players. I think that all the players have really contributed to it. And that includes, you know, obviously the offensive line has really done a good job in the tight ends and Jay Prosh. But the receivers have come in there and blocked the down safeties and done a good job with that. And I think our coaching staff, I think Mike Devlin, who really works hard at the running game with George and I, he does an excellent job. He's one of the best line coaches in the business. And, you know, the key to it is we have to keep it going. You know, I said this to John yesterday. You know, you have to You have to be able to run the ball during this time of the year, and it's going to be very difficult to do that as these games kick in here with playoff implications on the line with every game, really. So we have to continue to try to establish the run.
Bill.
Well, I think any time that, the quarterback has time, that obviously, he's got a better chance of being more accurate relative to when somebody's bearing down on him or somebody's coming free or whatever it is. Now, with that being said, I think that our guys throughout the whole year have consistently blocked pretty well. I think there's been times when all of us could do a better job in each one of our roles, but I think that the whole way these guys have overcome a lot of different injuries and things like that. And I think, like I said about Devlin, he's done an excellent job of keeping these guys ready to go on a week-to-week basis. I can take more than one more. It's Thanksgiving. I'll stay as long as you want.
Can I ask you a two-part question here?
No question. You can ask two-part, six-part, whatever it is.
Oh, he's not finished, so I'm going to let him go.
Go ahead. Yeah, and I think that's what I was saying. I think it's taken time, obviously, for the passing game is behind the running game, quite obviously. I'm stating the obvious, but I thought against Oakland that we took a step forward in the passing game, and the routes were being run very well. The protection was good for the most part. He was able to deliver the ball on time with accuracy. So I think it all works together. Now, this is a whole different opponent now. Now you're talking about Bosa and Ingram coming off the edge. Last week it was Mack and Irvin, so it's a big challenge, and we're going to have to be ready for that challenge on Sunday.
So a couple things. What do you think about Fedorowicz being right back out there less than 2 days later and the challenges without being without John Simon?
CJ will play in the game. And, John,
what I meant about CJ was the fact that he banged up pretty bad on Monday. Here he is right now.
Practicing. Yeah, no, he's a tough guy. I mean, he's in Iowa, played at Iowa. I mean, Kirk Ferentz doesn't take anybody that's not tough. And so that's one of the reasons why we drafted him. Very tough kid, and I knew he'd be out there at practice today, and he'll be ready to go on Sunday. John, our team has really taken the mantra of next man up, and that's what it's going to have to be with John, because he'll be out, for a bit here, and he's a very tough individual, does a lot of different things for us, including special teams. So, somebody's going to have to step up. Different people are going to have to step up in his role and play well for us.
Two part question on two of the Charger guys.
Got a lot of two parters today. Yeah. It's good.
Your thoughts on Derek Watt, who you got to know?
Yeah.
Obviously with JJ being his brother, and also just what you think of Joey Bosa?
Yep.
And kind of what he's done.
Derek, I just saw JJ earlier in the cafeteria, and we were talking about his brother TJ, who's having a heck of a year at Wisconsin, and then obviously Derek. Derek's done a nice job as a lead blocker, but he's also done a nice job on special teams. He's covered kicks, got a few tackles on the punt team and on the kickoff team. So, he's been a solid role player for him. I'm happy for that kid. He's a good kid. And then the other question was about Bosa. Bosa's an excellent player. He has four sacks, but he's got multiple quarterback pressures. He's got length. He's got a good motor. Obviously Mike Vrabel's very familiar with him. This is a guy that we have to be aware of on every play. We have to know where he is on every play, and we've got to be aware of where he's aligned.
Bill, a lot of coaches tell players don't look ahead. Is it impossible not to look ahead at this point at your schedule, Colts, Titans, because everything is so close?
No, it's not impossible. No, it's actually something that is a must. It's a must that we focus strictly on San Diego. I mean, if you start looking ahead to whatever is the next game or the game after that, they're all important, John. When you only have, whatever it is, six games, five games left, every single one's important. The division obviously is very, very important, but AFC games are important. Any game's important. So I think these guys came into the building today with great focus and energy, and they're very focused on the Chargers.
Can't looking ahead be a motivation each week, though?
No.
Knowing that you've got the lead and hold your own destiny?
Nope.
You catch yourself sneaking a peek at what's down the road?
No. it's about seriously. I'm being serious. I think it's 16 one-game seasons, and you really have to focus. If you start looking ahead and what's going on in this team and that team, you know, the team that you're playing on Sunday is going to beat you. This is a very, very tough league. It's very difficult to win one game in this league, and it's a league that's set up to be an 8-8 league, you know, with free agency and the draft rules and all the different things that go into the parity of the league. And so every game is very important that you're focused on that opponent.